This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 26 minutes to nine. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hold Me Closer, Tony Dancer is an immersive dance theatre show that confronts a world driven by information overload.
Well, we know all about that. And to tell us more about the show, we're joined by the creator, Kate Harmon. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, firstly, this is a great title for a show, but for people who might be unaware, where is the title of this show from?
Well, I'm sure we all know the Elton John song, Hold Me Closer. Now I'm going to say Tiny Dancer. but yeah, the joke is, of course, this misheard song lyric, and we've got lots of them, that we grow up singing. I can't remember one, but it's like, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza is also this misheard song lyric, and that misinterpretations sort of happen in our lives all the time. Yeah, but we just thought it's a really fun way of approaching kind of
now,
a topic that is joyful and crazy at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like that's a great description for, our world and information overload. Joyful yet crazy. So where exactly did the inspiration for this show come from?
Well, we originally made the work as a 20-minute work for the Kia Choreographic Award that happened in Melbourne in 2020. And then we went to Sydney and performed it. It was the last piece we performed, one of the last pieces in Sydney before lockdown. It was like literally the next day the whole city went into lockdown.
Wow.
So we made it sort of before that, but our world has been, we really just want to connect as humans, but there's so much in our world that keeps dividing us and we keep dividing ourselves, because we need to stand up for what we believe in. But then there's this opposition that happens. And the question is, how can we still connect and be human towards one another whilst all this difference and what feels like a divisive world? So how can we make change without dividing ourselves and becoming separate from.
That sounds like quite a funny contrast between like this very comedic, lighthearted giggle of a title and then this deeper meaning behind why you decided to do it. How do you blend those things together to come up with the show that you're putting on?
Yeah, it's very much a trait of the company. The Farm is that we do like to tackle these subjects with humour, because it's sort of through humour that we can open people up from whatever side of the fence they're on and come together. It's through joy and laughter we can see things from a new light. So I think opening up in a playful way means people feel safe, and then we can ask bigger questions, and that's sort of why we take that approach. Plus, we also want to have a good time. We don't want to be, sort of downers whilst approaching these subjects, because then that just turns people away. If we want to have these conversations, it's great to do it in a very playful way, and you can totally come to the show and just have a good time as well and go, oh yeah, that is divisive, and oh, this is really heartwarming at the end, and then we have a big dance battle like in Beat It.
Oh nice. Well, I was going to ask, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, it's dance theatre. So is that dance? Is that theatre? What does dance theatre mean in the context of the show?
Well, initially, it's this weird space in between. So I think we've been known as a company as the gateway drug to contemporary dance. So don't let the contemporary dance put you off. It's really playful, theatrical. So there's a way in. It's not something that, for some people who don't have any dance background, feel separate from. You can connect to it in many different ways. And we're playing multiple characters, and it gets chaotic and crazy to the point where I'm yelling at the audience and the other guy is just like, oh, you're just so beautiful.
Okay, so there's immersive, like talking.
So there's no,
but it's mostly based on movement.
Yeah. And then we use a lot of props. So we have a whole scene with these T-shirts that work in opposition to each other. So really simple version is like NRL and AFL, Ford Holden, cat, dog, but then we get into other things, anti, and then there's a picture of Christ, and then there's vax.
I love that there's this kind of fun way to explore the differences that exist within the worlds around us, but still find some common ground for us to be able to build within.
Totally, totally. Yeah, and it's really using that pop culture so it has that vibrancy within it and that play as well.
Well,
yeah.
The show is being put on by your performance company that you mentioned before, The Farm from Queensland. What else does The Farm get involved in, and why The Farm?
Why is it called The Farm?
Yeah,
it's a, I guess, a funny name. Originally, it came from us joking around about Animal Farm, George Orwell's Animal Farm, this sort of utopia where all animals are equal. Obviously, in the book, that doesn't work out that way. But we are sort of, we don't have a director for the show per se. The show is the director. So we work in a collaborative sort of non-hierarchical way of working. So it's really interesting. So all voices are equal and present. So whoever's part of making the show, their DNA is in there. So, yeah. And we also do crazy stuff. We did a 48-hour work on a sandbar here on the Gold Coast a few years back. Yeah. And we often like to play with, oh, how is the audience involved? So in that work, the audience could interact with these two guys who had an office on a sandbar and they were trying to sell another sandbar that was slightly submerged in the water. And then there's people around watching on their surfboards and there's people on the shore watching. Wow. So just like in Tony Danza, we're sort of playing with that idea of audience and what it means to view, to participate, to be a voyeur, but then also to be in on the action.
I love this creative way and creative processes to be able to tell the story you want to tell, bring the themes out for people in different ways and explore them. It's really, really exciting. And well, everyone, hold me closer. Tony Danza is on at the Ian Potter Centre for Performing Arts from May 1st to 3rd.
For more information, you can check out Monash University on social media or at monash.edu under What's On. And don't forget, we've got a giveaway for any Joy member who messages in this morning, because we are giving away the double pass to go and check out Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Yeah, we're asking you to give us the name of a song that we can add to our gay pop playlist. Kate, if there's a song that makes you just want to get up and dance that you think it would be a good gay pop, have you got a suggestion for us for our list?
Oh, funnily enough, I just heard Kylie Minogue's Love at First Sight the
perfect.
Other day. And it's been stuck in my head, so I think that's perfect.
Well, that's perfect. Then we're adding that into the list, and everyone else message in on 0427 569 949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Kate, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Breakfast this morning. It's 18 minutes to 9. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.